Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Right, we got 3 days until the Eurovision Song Contest, the grand final. So when is the first round? Thursday night?
Thursday. Ireland are third, I think, on Thursday.
Third on Thursday.
Yes.
And then we've got Emmy is our Eurovision hopeful, but she's in... Here's the problem we have with her now.
Okay, go on.
You know, I'm just saying, there's an issue. There's a major issue here. She's in the paper this morning wearing a Kerry jersey.
She is, yeah.
So,
not happy about that.
Sure, look it. If you nail your colours to the mast there, love. Cork. Nul poids.
Yeah.
No points from here, bye. But the best of luck to her. Look, the song is it's upbeaty. It's Eurovision. It's smothered in cheese.
Yeah.
It's everything you'd expect in a Eurovision song.
Well, I'll tell you what Graham Norton said about it.
Yeah,
he said, but he's a big fan of Mariana Conti representing Malta and Emmy for Ireland with an unlikely banger about an immortal dog.
Now, is she of Norwegian descent? I think she is.
She is. Oh, yeah. She's Swedish. Yeah, she's Norwegian.
Norwegian,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, Norway.
So, good luck. That is happening. The grand final will be happening in 3 days from now. We'll see if we can get into that. There's only 10 places, and so it'll be Thursday and Friday will be the semis.
Okay.
9 days until Clarkson's Farm season 4 arrives,
oh,
just saying.
Love that.
And 52 days until Oasis are back together. The clock is ticking. Today is World Stationery Day. Okay. I know this sounds weird. There are people out there that are stationary enthusiasts and you love it. Nothing more than in the workplace.
Post-its, paperclips.
The whole thing. You love just going and grabbing it all, stocking up, even though you don't need 90% of it, but you have your desk is covered in it.
Those neon strip things that you put through pages.
All that kind of stuff.
I can see how somebody would become an enthusiast of such a thing.
Are you a stationary enthusiast?
No, I'm not. But... No. Give me 10 minutes in one of those kind of shops and I will soon become one.
I do like to have an extra pack of staples just, you know, to keep myself at bay. You know, just because you can never have enough of them, really,
it's
can
true,
you?
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm fond of an old highlighter too. You can never find them.
Oh, now you're talking. I like the highlighters.
The essentials. If you celebrate your birthday today, Cate Blanchett, 1969 was the year. She's 56 today. That's who you are celebrating with.
It's amazing.
And have I got anybody else on the birthday list? Mark Zuckerberg. You might have heard of him.
Yeah.
He's 41 today.
Is that all?
That's all. He's a child. And Ollie Moores off of X Factor fame is 41 today. Do you see what Ollie Moores did to himself?
No.
Oh my good lord. He went through this 12-week training camp. Like, he had a very good dad bod beforehand.
Yeah.
But he just got ripped.
Did he?
You could hop coins off his abs.
You see, the missus is a weightlifter, isn't she?
Oh, he's looking good. There is a phone throwing championship that's happening in Finland that goes on every year.
Right.
Where people are invited to bring their old phones and horse them down a field.
Okay.
For the record. I mean, loads of people, it sounds absurd, but loads of people take part in it. Some people have taken part in it just to get rid of their phone.
I would imagine most people take part in it just to do that, no?
No, but just to get rid of, like, the anti-smartphone movement where people are sick of social media.
Okay.
They're taking part, throwing their phone away and walking away from it.
Okay.
But it's, yes, breaking phones.
Who picks them up? Who collects them?
I've got to do more research into this. But mobile phone throwing is a real sport. It started in Finland in the year 2000. Finland, the country that brought us Nokia.
That's right, so
if you want to take part in that, look it up. We're looking to get a painting back to a lady called Rachel.
We are.
So this is a story that's going around at the moment. Rachel is devastated. Her husband sold a sentimental painting for 10 quid at a recent car boot sale.
Oh.
And it happened in Carrigtwohill on the 13th of April.
Yes.
All we know is the lady that bought it has blonde hair.
Yes.
It's paid a tenner for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what the painting is?
I've seen a picture of it. It's a woman with I think it's a goose or a swan. It's a woman with a swan given to them as a wedding present by a close friend.
So she wants it back.
Has sentimental value.
If you can help us, listen, we have found parrots. We have found cars from stags. We have found dogs, cats, relatives.
Roy Keane.
We've done it all over the last while. And we will find this painting for you, Rachel. Rest assured.
We will.
0868 104 106. Are you a blonde lady? Carrigtwohill, April 13th. You bought a painting for a tenner of a swan. Can you get in contact with us immediately? If you play your cards right, you could sell it back to Rachel for a grand. I mean, it's pure profit. She's looking for a bag. Can you help her, please? I want to play a little clip here of two lads talking about something that they can't wrap their head around.
Women give birth to babies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously a beautiful thing. Children are born into this world, but like, I find it so funny when someone's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, what do you mean you're pregnant? Like, you have something growing inside of you. I just find it such a fascinating part of reality that I don't think people actually feel the full weight of.
You put like a pattern in a piece of plastic, like a vinyl, and it plays music.
Yes.
Like noise comes out of that.
The amount of planes that fly just makes me a bit like, whoa.
I don't cross.
Yeah.
How stars work? Like, what are stars? Like what's going on up there? You know what I mean?
It's like gravity. How, like, stuff in space floats, but we don't float here.
I feel like I've looked that up and had it explained to me stupidly, and I still don't understand.
Yeah,
it.
No, I don't get it. And I study engineering, and I still don't get it.
I saw a video online that said if it came out that your life was a simulation, the guy was like, yeah, I should have known. Like, I should have been suspicious when I heard about vinyls.
Yeah, we're in the video game, by the way, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
What are the things that you can't get your head around? All right. For me.
Yeah.
How can I remember something I did when I was five? Where is that stored?
Yeah.
Where are all memories stored? Where all the words, all the languages, all the colors, all the identity of everything, everything I ever know. Where your brain is a mass of cells, trillions of cells, all glued together with little kind of electricity and what are the neurons connections?
Bits. Yeah.
Where is that information stored?
Well, it's a very sophisticated filing system.
Filing cabinet.
That too.
On file.
That
like
too.
You can remember songs from like your childhood, but you can't remember the name of someone you've met 3 seconds ago.
This
And
it's selective memory as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what blows my mind is the connection between smells and memories.
Oh yeah.
That is.
When you walk into a shop and you're 15 again.
Yeah, you can smell the aftershave.
Also, I can't get my head around. I was watching Danger Mouse when I was about 5 or 6.
Amazing.
Danger Mouse, Penfold are flying through space. Okay, and they're passing planets and passing stars. Okay, and it goes from that just to this white space, and a sign ran out of space. So they did a handbrake turn and go back into space. And I remember looking, going, "How can you run out of space?
Because you have to.
If you keep traveling, you can't. There's no end.
You see, there has
how
to
can
be
there
an
not
end.
Be? There isn't. There can't.
Is.
Where?
There's an end.
There's no wall that goes. You've reached the end of space.
My brain can't comprehend that there wouldn't be an end.
Well, nobody's brain can. Space, but like, how can something not end? Is it just nothingness for eternity? I don't know.
Space genuinely freaks me out.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get my head around fitted bed sheets, lads.
The four corners. Yeah.
But like, you put them onto the bed and like, oh, this looks comfortable. And as soon as you sit on, they just snap off and you end up sleeping on the mattress.
I know.
Sorted out fitted sheets.
You need two people to do it with you. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
They need to attach straps to fitted sheets.
Yeah.
Or make them slightly bigger.
You can tie underneath the mattress.
Just an inch bigger. Yeah.
What about that Lego bricks can withstand compression better than concrete?
Whoa.
They can take that much force.
Yep. Just saying.
So why aren't we building houses out of Lego?
That's a good point.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good point.
What else can't you get your head around? 0868104106.
There's a planet that's made entirely of diamond.
Cool.
What? Yeah. Where?
It's called 55 Canceri, and it's only 40 light years away.
Is that all?
We get the bus, we grand.
Satellite taxis will get us there. Anything else, Rory?
Yeah, I don't know where the socks go. Like, I can't wrap my
head
around
that. Where do the socks go?
Where do the socks go?
I keep buying new socks because the socks just disappear. Where have they gone?
Maybe there's a planet made of socks.
Maybe there is, next to the diamond planet.
Yeah.
So when they go into the washing machine, it goes tumble so fast, it opens up a vortex and they get hoovered into another dimension.
A wormhole.
And there's loads. Our socks are all on a planet and trillions of missing socks.
Yeah.
And they've become sentient now. They're alive.
Kelly, we're talking about things that you can't get your head around. Now, this could be some philosophical questions or it could be how plungers work. What, is there anything in particular that you struggle to get your head around?
Give me some examples of this now.
All right,
what
okay. Well, Rory was talking about where the socks go.
Yeah.
Where do the socks go? That's a great question.
I'm talking about how do we store memories in our mind? Where are they stored? Everything you've ever done in your life, or even your ability to recall something instantaneously. Like, think about it. Your brain is about 3 pounds of chewing gum. That's what it is.
Yeah.
3 pounds of chewing gum, but everything you know and everything you've ever learned is just sitting in there somewhere. Where is it?
It's in the.
Where is it?
The filing cabinet.
On fail.
Yeah.
Tobes.
Hey, guys. I can't wrap my head around how technically you're telepathic to yourself. You can not only hear your own thoughts, but you can speak to yourself in your head and nobody else knows. It's a weird one.
Love the show.
Oh, love the show.
Love your show. Thanks very much. Oh, that's Tobes. Tobes said, like, he's right.
He's got a cool voice.
What are you after doing to us?
Some people have no internal monologue then.
Don't they?
It's very weird.
It's funny because mine goes 90 to the dozen.
I think I've doubled for
so
some
do
people.
I, Kel.
There's two people that live in my head, and one of them always wants to get me in trouble. Always.
I'm the same.
Go on, do it. Go for it. Nobody will know.
The other fella in my head just wants to eat chips all the time.
That's my fella. Yeah.
You've the same fella.
Yeah.
Laura's been on about the socks. She says, lads, the socks go to the same place that the lids of the lunchboxes go to.
That is so true. Where do all the tops for the plastic water bottles go?
So annoying.
Charlie, what have you got?
Hippopotamonstrosis equipedalophobia.
What the hell is that? He can't get his head around that. Neither can we,
no,
but thank you, Charlie.
Thanks very much. Adrian says, lads, I can't get my head around how my wife makes my wages disappear every week.
I think you'll have a look at the receipts and you'll soon find out. I can't work out, why do printers hate me?
Oh, yeah.
Why do
printers
hate me?
They see you coming.
They see me every time I just hit print.
Good luck. You can't even look at a printer sideways. It knows you're coming.
Yeah. Someone wants to know, I can't get my head around what's in hot dogs. You don't want to know.
No, it's better not to know.
Don't know.
Ali says, how come when a plane or a boat that you're on is moving and you jump, why do you stay in the same spot?
I've asked this question before. If you're like, on the train
should
is
you
doing...
Should you not move, she
You
says.
Should. If you're on the train is doing 120 yeah. kilometres an hour, okay?
Yeah.
If you jump up, you should move forward a few feet.
But you don't. You stay in the same spot.
Can't get my head around that stuff.
Oh, lads. I think dreams. I can't get my head around dreams. They deliver you certain bits of information, and sometimes it's really random stuff, or it could be, as you said, from 20 years ago.
Kelly, I can't get my head around dreams when you have to run and it feels like you're in a swimming pool trying to run through water. Do you ever get that? You can't run away from someone in dreams.
It's horrible.
That's so strange.
It's very weird.
Are you yourself in dreams?
This is at 3 o'clock in the morning in some stranger's kitchen conversation, isn't it?
It is.
Do you know what it is about dreams? Anyone got a number for a taxi? No, we're talking about dreams.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. There's lovely Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Casey. Good morning. How are you all?
This is Mary Deneen from the Greater Ballincollig region.
Yeah.
Working today. previous 8 out of 10er.
Yes.
No doubt. Okay.
Come on, Mary.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully now I'll get over the line today.
Listen, we are due another winner, and I love a little midweek Wednesday winner. What are you going to do with the money? Any little holidays planned or anything, Mary?
I have nothing planned at the moment, but sure, I suppose if I won the money, I'd say I could book a holiday.
Yeah, you'd be out the gap. You'd be gone somewhere by lunchtime.
Dead right.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Dead right,
Mary. Where are you working today, Mary?
I work in the South Infirmary.
South Infirmary. Now, I want you to say hello to your three best friends from the South Infirmary. Who are they?
Oh my God, I can't do that.
Yeah, I know, it's true.
Everybody is so lovely in the South Infirmary, and I work in the... in the recovery area in the theatre department. So, hello to everybody.
Aww.
Oh, so tell me about that. So, when people go in for operations or whatever, you're kind of Florence Nightingale.
I'm the lovely smiling face they see when they wake up.
Oh, that's lovely though, Mary.
You're there with a smile and the tea and the toast, and you tell them it's okay.
Absolutely, and give them all the good drugs.
Do you love it, Mary?
I do. I love it. I'm doing it 21 years now. So.
Wow.
Good on you, Mary. Well done. All right. All this good karma now needs to come back to you. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Luke Skywalker is a character from what movie?
Star Wars.
Finish the name of this singer. Bruno?
Mars.
Who will Cork play in the hurling this weekend?
Limerick.
Question number 4. Who represented Ireland in Eurovision last year?
Oh gosh!
Cork artist,
yeah.
I mean, a little bit. Question number 5: who makes the S24 phone? What company? The S24.
Samsung.
What county might you find in a wine bottle? What county might you find in a wine bottle? Top of a wine bottle, you pop the...
Cork.
Question number 7. Friends in Low Places is a song by who?
Deathbrook.
Question number 8. What colour are Spurs, Tottenham Hotspur's home jerseys?
Wine.
Question number 9. Who writes Gavin and Stacey? The show Gavin and Stacey. Quickly.
Oh, I just... Oh, yeah! Oh, I was listening to her the other morning.
Knickers, Monica.
It's
another 8 out of 10, I think.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, actually, sorry, Mary.
Did I actually get the Tottenham Hotspur's jersey right?
Did you say white or wine?
Wine.
Yeah, like
no,
claret.
No, you said white.
She said wine.
No, she said white. Oh, I think, yeah, okay. Yeah. Give her that one, wink, wink.
I just say white.
I wouldn't be wink, winking you if it was 10 out of 10.
I could feel the wink, wink at me.
Star Wars is correct. Bruno Mars is correct. Limerick, Bambi Thug, Samson. You would find... it took you a long time, Mary, to find the top of a bottle of wine.
Yeah. I don't drink wine, you see.
Friends in Low Places, Gareth Brooks is correct. Spurs jerseys are white. You got that one well done. Missed it by 2. We'll get you back again, I promise, Mary. I promise.
Yeah, we will.
No bother. Come here, have a great day.
You too, Mary.
Keep up your great work, Mary. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Take it easy. Things you can't get your head around. Jean.
Can't get my head around how you go to bed every night, sleep for a few hours, and then wake up in the morning refreshed. It's like shutting down a PC. Quite robotic in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. What does sleep do for you? Yeah. How does it refresh
you? She's right.
You?
It is like putting a laptop on sleep or a computer on sleep.
I'd love to know the science behind sleep. What's actually happening? Is it like detoxing your whole body? What's going on that makes you feel nice and refreshed?
Have you ever wanted to film yourself sleeping?
No, I God have. Almighty.
I have.
Can you imagine the carry on?
I'd love to actually know what do I do.
I'll tell you what you do.
What?
All right.
Probably. Yeah.
Get one of those apps, you know, the sleep apps that records everything that you do.
Yeah, but it's more that I want to actually see. I want to film.
You're tossing, you're turning, you're galloping on a horse, you're upside down, you're inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on. This is important.
How do they get the figs into the fig rolls?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a baking process of some sort.
But there's no break in the biscuit, you see. She's right. So
it's baked, isn't it? They put the fig down and then they bake the top. I don't know anyway. Mark has hit me with two, actually.
Okay, go on. Right.
How are Maltesers round? You know, how is the honeycomb in the middle and then the roundy chocolate bit? Like, how do they make it round?
How do they make it round?
Is it a rolling?
I don't know.
Yeah. How does the chocolate not go right through the honeycomb?
Because you'd expect it to.
You would, wouldn't you? Oh, the other one, if you didn't have any language, because Mark is a little baby, little girl who's 4 months old, 5 months old now.
Yeah.
And if we didn't have language, how would we think I need to walk over to the bus stop? If we didn't have words, what would our brain do?
Yeah, because your brain is giving you those words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it?
Well, how would you if you didn't have a language, how would you identify
it? I don't know. Oh, lads, what are we after starting here?
I can't get my head around. Oh, let's see. Somebody said here, I can't get my head around why Irish people. Oh, hold on. He's got a voice note. Let's
okay,
do this.
Okay, go on.
A bit political now for this time in the morning.
Right. Well, listen, we are a political show.
Go on.
But I can't get my head around why the Irish people complain about the state of the country and yet we re-elect the same plonkers in every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a few people that probably feel the same way.
Yeah. Thanks a minute. Who is that sent that in?
That was John.
John, can I just, first of all, thank you for voice noting and not swearing because you were getting a bit political, but fair play to you, buddy.
Yeah, well done.
Appreciate
it. We could hear your passion without the cursing. Lads, I can't get my head around why a car journey to a place seems to take longer than coming home from the same place on the same road.
Always coming home is shorter, isn't it?
Always.
I think there's no anticipation for coming home. The excitement maybe makes the journey longer.
But it's so true though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well done, Jill.
Thank you, Jill. I can't get my head around the dolmens. How did those lads lift those stones from Kevin? Kevin, this is a very good one.
Yeah.
And don't get me started on the pyramids.
Oh, lads.
That was aliens. Machine. 8:45 in the morning. We've all got a very hurty heads from all the conversation. Just very quickly, there's a truck broken down on the bridge coming out of Tivoli this morning. We're getting a lot of messages about this. Please be careful. It's on the flyover at Silver Springs heading for Mayfield. We got reports there might be smoke coming out of that truck.
Okay.
So there could be issues with the brakes or just with the exhaust or something. Mark and everybody else, thank you so much. But please watch out for that. Appreciate your messages. Who else is that? Gerard Toomey. Thank you, Gerard. Right, 8:45 is the time. It's 156 grand. It's got to go on Friday. It's a huge amount of money. And if you want to get your hands on it, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. This money's going to go in 2 days. It will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to enter. You need to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and all the legal stuff and the T's and C's are at redfm.ie. You must answer within five rings. Set your alarm. Kira makes the call with Barry Dunn. Remember, waking up at Red FM every morning, these are the jackpots that could change your life. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it in Cork. Play the cash machine every morning, and we could give you a chance to win and change your life with €156,000 guaranteed. Text RED to 57557. You're in. Red FM's cash machine. I have a question for you all. Up on our stories on Instagram, I asked the question this morning, and I want to see if it's true. Yeah. All right. Kelly, stand up. All right. Pretend that the seat that's under you is the car seat as you're driving. Okay.
Okay.
So I want you to walk over to your car, open the door. Open the door. Now get into your car.
Okay.
Interesting. Rory, I want you to walk over to your car. Open the door. Okay. Now climb into your car. Interesting. Victoria, do it again.
Okay.
Door's open. You would have hit your head off the roof there. You just went straight down.
Oh, yeah, well.
Do it again.
Yeah, it's not a real car, though, Casey.
I know,
is it?
Yeah, but like, I want you to.
Do you know what I mean? Just pretend,
it's pretend.
Maybe you do hit your head every day.
Sorry, I didn't get the measurements right there,
she
mate.
She definitely hits her head every day.
I'd say you do.
Might explain something.
All right, climb in. Go on, open the door. Climb into the. There you go. The difference between men and women when it comes to getting into a car is what?
That you have to dip your heads and we don't.
No.
No, not that at all.
No.
Is it the legs? It's the legs.
This is men and women do it completely differently.
Really? Did you and Rory do it the exact same way?
No, freakishly you did it the way you weren't supposed to do it. Men go arse first. We go arse first. Women go head first. You climb into the car.
Yeah, I'd always go head first.
It's like you're skirmishing across like some kind of military challenge. You get into the car.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm overthinking it now. I do think I do arse first.
Yeah, women go head first.
Yeah.
Lads go arse first.
Why are you going arse first? I don't get it.
Because I don't want to hit my head.
Yeah.
I think.
But like, you don't even know what you're getting into.
Oh, you know, you trust it. It's there. The car's not going to go. You're backing your hoop into it.
Oh,
so
no. Head first.
I'm always like left leg first. Left leg goes in.
Oh.
Left leg, turn, arse, okay? If you're getting into your car this morning, let me know how you get in.
Yeah,
you don't even realise what you're doing, but it's a very much a men and women thing.
Wow.
Women are head first, men are arse first.
There you go. Vix VIPs on
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. By the way, I'm having a great chat on WhatsApp here with Quentin.
About his name?
About his car.
Oh.
A Toyota GT86.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That means nothing to me. Okay.
Oh, Vienna. It's an absolute beaut.
Let me have a look at it. Hang on a second now.
So it's their first message, top of WhatsApp.
Oh, that is actually a really cool look. Wow.
Proper body kit, lovely wheels.
Wow.
I'd say you have to bring a petrol station with you, though, Quentin. Do you? You have to. If she drinks it.
What kind of year was that made?
It's a 12.
Okay,
so,
okay.
But it looks...
It's
looks
very sporty looking.
It looks immaculate.
Yeah, it does. Well done. Also, we love your name, Quentin.
Quentin, you want to be careful going over the old speed bumps in that yoke.
Yeah, because actually you're right.
Very low profile. Anyway, any showbiz there, Vic?
Yeah. The celebrity traitors lineup has been revealed by the BBC. So this is going to be a celebrity version of the actual show. Claudia Winkleman will be presenting in the Scottish Highlands. It's the game of deceit, betrayal and blind trust. So the celebrities lined up for it include Stephen Fry, Ruth Codd, Celia Imrie, Tamika Epson, Mark Bonner, Alan Carr, Nick Mohammed, Joe Wilkinson, Lucy Beaumont. I could go on and on and on, but there's a big list of people. But
so
yeah.
One or two of them will be the traitors.
I would imagine that's how it works.
Yeah,
I have to admit, I've only seen one or two episodes of it, but it's really popular, isn't
massive.
It?
Massive. And the Irish version, I think, what's her name? Nicola is going to be the host of it from... Derry Girls.
Oh yeah, she's great.
So who's going to go into that, or where they're recording it? I'm not sure, but there will be an Irish traitor.
I'll get the details of the Irish one for you for tomorrow. But that's been confirmed. So fans of traitors will be rubbing their hands together, I would imagine.
Yeah.
This is lovely news, and I'm putting this in this morning because it's quite unspoken about, and I don't know how many women actually go through this, but Liz McLaren, who was a member of Atomic Kitten, has finally revealed that she's pregnant after trying for 2 decades.
Oh, wow. That's lovely.
Isn't it?
Two decades.
She's been having IVF.
Did she go for IVF? Yeah,
She's said, after years of sometimes quite painful IVF and dark times, I'm pregnant. And she said, we feel like we've been given the world.
Do you know what? The IVF journey for a lot of people is a huge amount of women are choosing not to be in relationships.
Yes, and do it alone.
And just doing it alone. Yeah. Just, you know, you want a child in your life. You don't want to have to, you know, a relationship. And on the front of the Independent this morning, there's a lady who's talking about her IVF journey. I never had a boyfriend, never wanted one. Okay. I wanted kids, so I did it on my own.
Well, listen, you know.
Is it expensive? It's really expensive.
Like, and as she says there, it can be really painful. And she said she had some really dark times over it.
Because nothing was happening.
Because nothing was happening for 2 decades.
Wow.
And now she's 44. She's been married for 1 year. She married a lovely guy and she's pregnant. And I just think that's the loveliest news. Someone else who's thinking about having another kid is Katie Price. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Katie Price has revealed she's preparing to have her 6th child, but in a rather unusual way. Have a listen.
I have got donor eggs. I got them last year. You don't see the picture, but they go on how I look, like the dark hair, green eyes, this Spanish. I wanted, because I've got like Italian Spanish in me. And then because I'm not afraid to have a baby on my own. And before I met JJ, I was quite happy. I found sperm donor from America.
Okay.
From Black origin, because I'm through the pre-menopause at the moment, and so I thought you can't have kids, but you can. I can still carry babies,
okay.
So I have got the eggs there.
Okay.
So I've got everything set up ready for when if I want it. But then I think, what if I meet someone and they want a baby? But obviously, I'd have to say to them, well, you can never use my eggs, so you'll never have the pricey DNA.
Okay. She's always
she's
up.
So
I have to hand it to her. She's always up to something,
she's
Katie Price,
random, isn't she?
I know she gets a bit of a hard time, and particularly the comments about her face, the plastic surgery she's got recently. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, it's unfair to judge, I think, but it's a bit over the top. Is that an understatement? Just a little bit. Vic is snorting. I will say this about her, though, and I don't think she gets enough credit for it. She's an incredible mum to Harvey.
She is, you know? You're right. You can't take that away from her. I agree.
She really is.
Yeah, she is.
And she really takes care of him and really minds him. Yeah. And like, I mean, you see videos pop up all the time. And like, he's a great kid. He's got a great character.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a very funny clip of him on the couch at a TV show. And she's asking him. She was talking about, like, you know, oh, you know, Katie, you know, you get a bit of a hard time and, you know, whatnot online. And,
yeah.
And then she was talking about bullying. Yeah. And she asked Harvey, she said, Harvey, what do you say to bullies? Harvey on national TV to millions. Yeah. Hello, you.
Did he?
I'm like, go on, Harvey.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.